Deep Spirituality Light, Day 8. Elijah Gets His Groove Back. Listen to this devotional browse series. Introduction Day 1. A Good Day Gone Bad Day 2. Drug-Free Stress Relief Day 3. Stop Waking Me Up Day 4. Why I Got Up Day 5. A Conversation with God Day 6. The Whisper of God Day 7. I Can't Let Go Day 8. Elijah Gets His Groove Back. The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came. Go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael as king over Aram. 16. Also anoint Jehu as king over Israel. He is the son of Nimshi. And anoint Elisha from Abel Mahalah as the next prophet after you. He is the son of Shaphat. 17. Jehu will put to death anyone who escapes Hazael's sword. And Elisha will put to death anyone who escapes Jehu's sword. 18. But I will keep 7,000 people in Israel for myself. They have not bowed down to Baal. And they have not kissed him. 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 15 to 18 Nerve. This is the day you join, Stella, and, the emperor, and either get your groove back, find a new one, or spend time puzzling over the identities of the aforementioned characters. We left Elijah repetitively delivering his emotionally honest complaint on multiple occasions, but little did he know God was working him through his feelings. Once God had worked him through his feelings, he laid out his plan for Elijah. This is the cool, funny, or amazing thing about God, he always has a plan. He tells Elijah to go back, because they have unfinished business. Then he lists names and positions, including Hazael and Jehu who God wants Elijah to make kings, and after that Elisha who Elijah will make a prophet. Elijah thought he was alone, but now he has a team. Before we give up the ghost, maybe we should check with God to find out if he has a plan. Additionally, God tells Elijah he has 7,000 serious players, courageous followers, and spiritual warriors who will not back down from anyone or anything. Elijah thought he was the only one, but now he discovers he is one of many. Elijah started out alone and on the run, now he was coming back with two kings, a best friend to be and fellow prophet, along with 7,000 spiritual warriors all on his side. Maybe this is a lesson for all of us about running and quitting. Before we give up the ghost, maybe we should check with God to find out if he has a plan. Life will be a lot less emotional, and instead of having to get our groove back, we wouldn't lose it in the first place.